Hi, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dominique, and thank you for listening to the blog Music Art Culture. You can follow the show on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts and Periscope at Music Art Culture for more talking points. Use the hashtag Join the Conversation. Again, that's hashtag Join the Conversation and tag the show at MACEF Public Arts on Twitter to chat. Now, since we're still in January, it's not too late to say Happy New Year. It is now the end of January. We have, I believe one more week to go, and it's super exciting because this week is Grammy week. So actually, Sunday is the big day. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you are a music and culture fan like me, you are super excited. There's going to be so many artists performing, but the real excitement that I'm all geeked up about is Alicia Keys is back to host. So if you caught last year, it was really classy. It was a lot of fashion. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of cameos. She did something so major where she played on two grand pianos at the same time. And she was just phenomenally flawless. And I can't wait for more. So she's going to be back this year. She's hosting the Grammys again. So many artists are going to be there. Ariana Grande, she's actually going to perform. I don't know if you remember the whole thing with last year where she felt artistically compromised and she decided to step back because she couldn't perform the song that she wanted initially. But she's going to hit the Grammy stage this year and perform. So that's going to be awesome. I'm a really big fan of her. She's an awesome chick to follow and, you know, get into her music, and I'm all for it. I want to see her perform. You know, whatever it was last year, figure that out. Don't let yourself down. Don't let the fans down. The Grammys is still something huge and monumental for anybody to be a part of, just due to the history and what it takes to get on that stage. And she has clearly earned her spot, and she deserves it, and people want to see her there, including me. So big up to Ariana Grande. There's also going to be Billie Eilish. She's very interesting. She's kind of like the tomboy Lady Gaga of the modern day. It's like grunge pop. You know, it's almost kind of like, well, Justin Bieber meets Lady Gaga. I think that's the best way to describe Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish, if I'm saying her name right. I don't know. Cali native, this young lady is. And she's definitely different. She's fun. She's very now. And it'll be interesting to see what comes from her for the next, like, 2 to 3, even 5 years. But she's a trendsetter. She's hot. So big up to her. She made it out this year. So much more is going to be going down. And I am all for it. I'm all for the gowns. I'm all for the suits. I'm all for the non-gowns and suits. I'm all for the hairstyles. I'm all for the speeches. It is going to be a lot to talk about, and I just want to watch. So moving on, Happy New Year. That's how we started off the show. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. I am your host, Dominique. You can also follow on Periscope at Music Art Culture, and we're going to have a good show. We're talking about the new year, 2019 versus 2020. What is different? What is different for you, and how are you going to make sure that at least something is different? Now we're fresh into 2020. So one of the things that I was so super excited about, like so many other people, is 2020 is the year of vision, clarity, focus, linear movement, you know, being able to accomplish things, see things without obstruction. Those are just some of the things that come to mind when I think about 2020 vision. Now, 2019 was whatever 2019 was for you, right? Because it's always different depending on the person. For me, it wasn't bad. There were great parts about 2019. There were not so great parts about last year. I think that's life at this point. But, you know, in the scope of wanting to be a better person, I was like, Dominique, what can we do differently in 2020? A new decade, first off, let's focus on that. 2020 is a brand new decade, a lot of opportunity to get honest, get real about our surroundings and who we are and what we're working to be and how we can actually just do better and increase by being the best version of ourselves. And so we're going to talk about that today. We're talking about what is different. Only you can answer that. Take a breath. Exhale. Take a breath. Exhale. Take a breath. Exhale. 2019 is done. It's over. So whatever happened, leave it there. Good, bad, or indifferent. Because we got a brand new year and we're going to do it all over again. Better. Yes. So, new rules. I've been dealing with this thought process and I was like, you know what? A new decade plus new habits equals new outcomes. Follow it. A new decade with new habits equals new outcomes. So that's really exciting, knowing that we can make changes and it's up to us and it starts in our mind. So what is your new decade going to bring you? 10 years is a decade. We just started over. What is it going to look like? What are you scared to do? What are you not scared to do? What could you have done better? So question, the big question is, for you and for me, I've kind of already started. I'm sure you have too. That's why this episode was really a lot of fun to do, especially towards the end of January. The big question is, what made your to-do list for 2020? Boom. Hashtag 2020 vision. Make sure you join us on Twitter and have that conversation. Use the hashtag, join the conversation. Question, what made your to-do list for 2020? Hashtag 2020 vision. So important. You ask yourself that question. If you're bold enough to make a list, make a list. If you've already made a list, share. I want to know what made your list, at least like your top three. Or maybe you only have one. That's okay too. It doesn't have to be anything like long and super crazy. And, you know, it's just a reflection of where you want to be, who you are, what you feel you can do, and doing it. So if you only have one thing on that list, hey, I'm glad you know what it is. Boom, you're already in the game of winning. Anyway, at MACEF Public Arts, again, at MACEF Public Arts, make sure you get over to Twitter, join the conversation, and let's talk. You tweet, I'll tweet back. It'll be a lot of fun. I'll also do some surveys this week as well, so make sure you follow us on Twitter. Anyways, there is this theory, yes, that most New Year resolutions don't make it 12 months, but I think it's time that we break the rules and go the distance. So hashtag new rules. We are breaking the rules and we're going the distance. We have 12 months to make a commitment to ourselves, me included. I was totally like, you know what? I want to do things differently this year. One of the things that I want to do differently is being more consistent about the things that take me outside my comfort zone in a better, more productive way. So, yes, we're working towards that for sure. Now, if you've been following on social media, you'll see that last week's video post on Periscope was all about how to break bad habits, which was really cool. When you want, you can check it out if you haven't already for a few tips on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. And it was a quick little video where I just talked about 5 tips to breaking a bad habit. So we won't go through the whole 5, but definitely I will talk about one that really resonated with me. And it is, whatever you're trying to change, make sure that you have a group of support. So that way you can reinforce whatever those positive changes are. You want people that are going to be honest and hold you accountable. So that was actually my favorite one. And I think that's really important, because in doing so, we get to see that we can be committed to ourselves and to others, and that we need people to keep us connected to what we are saying and sometimes what we are not saying. And it's okay to have those moments where we have people that call us on our stuff. You need people to call you on your stuff, you know? You need somebody who can be like, hey, well, I thought you were trying to do this. And not in a judgmental way or a way that pushes you away from your goals, but a way that helps you to be a little bit more open and reflective to the fact that, hey, you know what? I'm dropping the ball somewhere. Let me pick it up. I got a good friend or friends or people in my life who have told me, hey, you know what? What's going on? What's going on? And, you know, that's a great sounding board. So make sure you have supportive people in your life, whatever your goals are, whatever you're trying to do at work. Make sure you have people that are a soundboard and they can actually echo and allow you to get some type of feedback. Yeah, that's really important. So now when it comes to new rules, I've got a few of my own. But before we jump into that, we'll take a break to hear a word from our sponsor. That's right. This is an Anchor podcast. That's anchor.fm/musicartculture. So we are so pleased to be on the Anchor platform. And we love Anchor because it takes us across the globe and it takes us across so many different platforms, including Spotify, Apple, Spreaker, so much more. So if you want to listen, you can find us wherever you like to listen. Keep listening. Don't go anywhere. I'm your host, Dominique. I'll be right back. All right. Thank you for tuning in to the blog Music Art Culture, and we are back. We are still talking 2020 new rules. Now, what matters most? This is a question, people. What matters most? We're talking about new rules. So is it you versus everybody else? Ask yourself that. Like, seriously, take a break, take a moment, and ask, is it me? Is it me against everybody else? Sometimes I can't tell the difference when I don't prioritize myself properly. I feel like I put myself in a struggle type of situation to where I'm trying to balance my life against everyone else's responsibilities. And that's not always the best place to be, because if you're channeling everybody else's schedule and you're ignoring the things that are right in front of you, then you are totally out of whack. Yes, something is totally not right, and you like need to address that ASAP. I know that I did. I totally needed to address that because I have a habit of being a strong support for other people. And nothing is wrong with that. We need our supporters. We all need support, and so you should be able to give that back at some level. But what I had to do was really get honest. It's like, okay, I am gung-ho about being supportive and jumping on my loved ones and people who need help, you know, whatever their projects are. And when it comes to the things that I'm working on, I have a full plate. I have a lot of projects of my own. And I had to be honest. And it's like, okay, hold on. You can't be Captain Team if you're not taking care of Captain I. You have to make sure you keep yourself healthy. You have to make sure that your business is in order, because you can't help someone if you're not able to help yourself, or at least be honest that, hey, I may need to take a step back. I might need some help right now. And self-neglect is the worst kind of neglect, because you have to then question, what type of help are you able to offer if you're not able to acknowledge that you need help yourself? So that was a big one for me. Now, coming into that new rule for 2020 was like, is it me against everybody else? Not anymore. Absolutely not. And it's not about team I, it's about team healthy. So one of the things that helped me to get organized is understanding that every plan needs a strategy. So some of the things that I did for me, your strategy might be a little different, but I was like, you know what? One of the things that I really wanted to do just for me, it's going to sound a little corny, but I actually went and got a daily planner. And yes, we have our calendars and our phones, but I do so much on my phone. To be totally honest, I was like, you know what? I might need to give this planner a real try. And I actually like the idea, because it makes me commit to opening it up, writing in it, looking at it, and allowing me to say, hey, well, what did I consciously do yesterday? What did I write down? What did I acknowledge that I actually needed to do or wanted to do? And then I go back and I look and see if I actually held my schedule, right? If I actually acknowledged that I wasn't going to be able to complete something in a time frame that I needed, and now I need to move the time. Did I actually acknowledge that, or did I just leave it? And did I actually do it? Like, did I complete the task, or did it never get done? So that actually really helps me, because it helps me to look at myself in a different way. Prioritizing. We talked a little bit about that before, but when it comes to prioritizing, it's all about having an understanding of what needs to come first, right? It's like if you're baking a cake, there are steps, there are levels. If you're making, you know, a pot of coffee, Everybody can manage that, right? Everybody can wrap their heads around that, even if you hadn't baked the cake. So there's certain things you need if you're going to make a sandwich, you know? You have to have all your ingredients or else it's just not going to be what it's supposed to be. It's the same thing when it comes to prioritizing. Understanding the basics of what needs to be in order to get something done. And I think we all need that encouragement. I know I do. I need that reminder all the time because it's so easy to pick one thing up and drop something else. And we forget that, hey, we needed to keep both. Both need to be intact because they're going to come together. So use that. And we talked about support team earlier. People and habits that reinforce your goals. Make sure you have them. We all need them. And if you don't have them, you at least need to find some way of bringing that into your new energy because that's true too. Sometimes we say, oh, support team. And we're like, well, I don't necessarily have a support team. I actually have people that are negative. And if you have people that are negative that are always saying, hey, you can't do this, or that's outside of what you do, you know, but that's a good goal for somebody else, or, you know, you're not really being realistic, or I don't see you like that. That is like the worst toxicity. You never want someone close in your circle who is not able to believe or see you in the light that you are brave enough to see yourself. So you don't have to be mean, but you can just say, hey, I need new friends. I need a new circle. I need a support team. And work on getting that. Join a run group. Take a pottery class. Take a yoga class. You know, do something that's going to shift and introduce you to more people. So I'll let you figure that out. Make sure you head over. Don't forget Music Art Culture. That's at Music Art Culture for Periscope if you want to catch last week's video. And we'll be sure to post more content. And make sure you get over to Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. Again, that's at MACEF Public Arts on our Twitter page to join the conversation. We were going to post, we are still going to post some survey topics. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I love to interact with the listeners. And by the way, we are heard in over 3 countries. Actually, over 5 countries, which is really cool. We are an international podcast, so, and not just in North America, but we are very grateful for our local listening audience because I am from the US and we've got listeners in the US, in Canada, all across the globe, and we are just really grateful for people who are listening to the show and having a good time. So, thank you for that. Now, speaking of global and countries and cities and people and places, one of the things, another thing that I added to the list for 2020 was travel goals. Now, how far are you willing to go? That is the question. 2020 travel goals, how far are you willing to go? Now, I don't care if you only go down the street to the Best Radisson or, oh no, it's the Best Western. My bad. It's the Radisson Hotel or the Best Western. Or, you know, I don't care if you go to Omnia. I don't care if you go to Vegas. I don't care if you just go to the beach. I don't care. Go somewhere. Do something. Travel. See something new. Introduce yourself to culture. How far are you willing to go? Go as far as you're willing to believe, even if you go scared. But if you go scared, go consciously aware of your surroundings. Please, people, okay? I don't want anybody hurt, including me. I am totally doing this journey as well, and we are going to have so much fun. I want to travel too. It doesn't matter where you want to travel to, as long as you are doing it. So it's not always about the destination, but the journey, okay? It's about the journey you take once you're there. So hashtag food for thought. Okay, I'll say that again. It's not always about the destination, but the journey you take once you're there. Hashtag food for thought. If you want to go by yourself, you want to go with a group, just go. Live. Now, the cool part was this year, the new year, I actually spent the new year sightseeing in Atlanta, Georgia. So I was really excited about that. It was a lot of fun. And I went to the College Football Hall of Fame as a first timer. Let me tell you, such an amazing place to go. So much fun, so much history. It is, I mean, you watch the games on television, right? college football, you have a team, you don't have a team. But the really cool thing is they have these trophies. So all the trophies that these players win, you get to see them in these glass cases. And you get to look at all this history and all this memorabilia, the first actual paddings and uniforms and how it's evolved through time. And it's just so much fun. They have all these little activities, like a mock training course that you can do at like a level of someone like me who has no football potential. Okay, you'll never see me as a professional football player. I am honest about that. There's nothing wrong with that, but it was even fun for me. So if it's fun for me, I mean, it would be a wonderful family outing, solo outing, first date, corporate event, whatever. It's just a great place to be. And it's like in the center of Atlanta, right across from Starbucks, right across from the Botanical Gardens, right near the, not far from the Coca-Cola Museum, which is super cool. I went to the Georgia Aquarium, which was beautiful. And the Underground Mall, which was actually closed, but I was able to get a lot of like interesting historical like tidbits from some of the locals there. So it was a lot of fun. The people are really nice. It was kind of cold compared to California, but I had my jacket and I felt completely comfortable. So the only regret that I have, it's gonna sound a little silly, but I never ate a Georgia peach. Now, if you remember, the state of Georgia is the peach state. So I didn't eat a Georgia peach. I know it might sound a little ridiculous, but I should do that. And so I have to add that to my list. The next time I go back to Georgia, I will eat a Georgia peach. So it gives me something to look forward to. Anyway, wherever I travel next, I want to go on a budget, take lots of pictures, and meet great people. So that is my goal. Wherever I travel, I always want to be on budget. I always want to take lots of pictures. And I want to make new friends, meet great people while I'm taking these adventures. So let's do it, right? Let's travel, let's live. And it doesn't have to be very expensive. A lot of people think when you travel, it has to be like super duper expensive. No, it doesn't. You choose how you want to travel. Maybe you get a hotel and you just have a spa day. Or maybe you get a hotel and you just walk around. Or maybe you get a hotel and you just write and relax. Or, you know, maybe you go see a play, go to the park. It's all about how you choose to travel. So make sure you get out there and you experience the world the way it was intended, okay? And we're moving on. Now, one of the things that I love about Twitter is that for a while, it's been around for a while, but I really enjoy how we can do the surveys. The surveys are a lot of fun on Twitter because you get to see what people think about certain things and, you know, what we all in our world of creativity and who we are as individuals and how we come together as a unit, like as a community, like what we think about the world and relationships. And it's a lot of fun. I absolutely love it. So make sure you head over to the Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts, again at M as in music, A as in art, C as in culture, E as in education, F as in foundation, Public Arts. At MACEF Public Arts, head over to our Twitter page, make sure you follow. You can also follow us on Periscope at Music Art Culture. So much content. We're gonna have a lot of fun this year. We are going to have a lot of fun this year. I tell you, 2020 vision. Okay, so here is the survey question, and it's all about relationships. Aha! Yes, we're going to do a group chat about relationships. So here it is. Do long-distance relationships work? Okay? Make sure you vote on this week's Twitter poll at MACEF Public Arts. Now, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Do long-distance relationships work? Because a lot of people have a lot of different ideas when it comes to relationships, and it's always fun to talk about out loud. So I need you to chime in. I need you to chime in. Yes. So here we go. whether you've been in a long distance relationship or someone you know has been in a long distance relationship, or maybe that's just not your thing, but you believe in love, here's what it comes down to. Do long distance relationships work? One, yes. Anything's possible with the right attitude. Two, maybe. Long distance relationships are hard, so don't expect too much. Three, it's definitely not for me, but good luck. Four, I knew someone who cheated in a long distance situation, but it wasn't me. Those are going to be the four choices. Now, what do I think? I'll go ahead and tell you. I'm going with two, maybe. Long distance relationships are hard, so don't expect too much. I think that's fair. It can work. I'm not saying that it can't work. I'm saying that it can work. It's a possibility. It's a 50-50 coin toss. Same odds if that person were right in front of you on an everyday basis. Long distance relationships are hard because you don't see that person every day. And it takes a lot of trust. And it takes a lot of understanding. And you're experiencing a person not up close, but at a distance. So it makes you question a lot of things sooner rather than later. So you have to be honest with yourself not to expect too much, but you do want to always make sure you're communicating if you're going to be in a relationship so it can grow. So that's how I feel. I don't know. I'm rolling with two, but I'm curious to see what everybody else has to say. Give us some time by the end of the day. We're going to have that survey poll up. We're going to keep it up all week. So if you don't get to it right away, you can always go back, check it out, add to it, look at the comments as it grows. That's going to be interesting. So we're going to keep it rolling. Okay. Relationship advice. 5 tips for 2020. Relationship advice. 5 tips for 2020. Now let's get through this. Number one, only take advice from people in healthy relationships. Number two, you will never find the one, right? If you bully everybody you date. Number three, if you don't feel safe with sharing your truth, you should take things slow. Number four, no one is perfect, but you have a right to be happy. And number five, if the person you're dating is not with their ex, they have no kids, shared property or pets, but the ex is still in the picture, stop dating them. Stop dating them, okay? Let's spend some time really quickly on these top five. I think they're really simple rules. I think they're really important, and everybody has their own set of rules. Some people actually don't have the same set of rules, which is fine. Totally fine. But I think number one stands firmly for itself. And you know, there are different variations of that. Sometimes you can get relationship advice. Sometimes some people are like, I don't need it. I'll roll the dice on my own relationship. I know my person. They know me. We're figuring it out. And I commend them. It's like the bravest thing in the world to do, to say, you know what? We got this. We're going to figure it out. However, if you ever feel that you need relationship advice, make sure that you at least get it from someone who can gauge the way you think, how you feel about life and love, and someone who has healthy relationships just in general. Like, it doesn't even have to be romantic relationships, but just make sure, you know, that person is emotionally healthy and available before you start asking them for advice, because that could go somewhere that we don't want it to. Anyway. I think number one is my favorite one, but you'll never find the right one if you're bullying everybody you date. I think sometimes this is really for women who we want to come off very strong and empowered, and you know, we are just, and sometimes men too, who they want to come over very strong, you know, self-confident, like they have it all together. Nobody has it all together. And in the process of being that available person who is marketing themselves as a person to be in a relationship, you want to make sure that you at least connect. Because I think sometimes in dating, it can be very difficult and weird when everybody's trying to be strong at the same time and you don't necessarily get to see that person's vulnerable side. And it might come off as you're being rude or condescending, and maybe you didn't even know you were throwing those vibes out there. So self-awareness is basically all we're talking about. And definitely take things slow. You know, if you want to tell your whole life story, but you don't feel comfortable, but you feel there's things that that person really needs to know, first off, pump your brakes, because if you're not ready to tell them, then they don't need to know. And you don't want to lie for no reason. So keep yourself in a safe place to where you can at least get to know that person and build some safety. So that way, if you do decide to be bold enough to share whatever it is that you want to share, that you are not putting yourself in a situation where you're rejected or you're compromised. You know, it's not about oversharing. It's about sharing who you are to build a relationship. And if they're not okay with whatever you shared, that's okay too. But just protect yourself, you know? Yeah. And we don't want to freak people out. So whatever you're thinking about telling them, make sure that they can actually handle it. Yeah. We don't want to give people the wrong idea. Why? Because we all have a right to be happy. So no one is perfect. Take the pressure off yourself. Now take the pressure off of everybody else, including your coworkers, your parents, your dog, if you have one, whatever. Like, roll with the reality. Things are going to change. Things are not consistent. Things aren't always fair. And we have to be open to whatever is going to happen. We still can be happy. And I think that's a great rule to take into a relationship. So that's relationship advice. 5 tips for 2020. Make sure you share that with your friends. We'll also add some talking points. There we go. What's going on with my tongue, people? Tongue twisters for the day. Hello. We'll put something on Periscope later on this week about relationship advice. So that'll be great. Share your thoughts. How do you feel about the top 5? Get over to our Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts and tell us hashtag join the conversation. When you tell us, make sure you use that hashtag join the conversation. If you have anything you'd like to add, please let me know, because I want to hear it. I am super excited about your thoughts, hearing what you have to say. I love people and I love interacting. It's so much fun, because if we just stay in our own heads all the time, it's whack. It's totally whack. It's no fun. It's like, duh. Like, I know what's going on in my head. I want to know what's going on in everybody else's head. That's the fun. Hello. Moving on. Keeping an open mind in 2020. Now, this year, I wanted to create a headspace that allows for new opportunities. So after I made my list of goals, right, because we're talking about goals, I did my list of bad habits that I wanted to break. I said, I want to be more and I want to do more, right? We talked about traveling. I got all this going on. And I was like, the only way I could think to do that was to open my mind to new ideas. So definitely, I'm not searching for self, but whoa. You know, I'm definitely searching for a grand adventure. So what am I doing? Well, to keep an open mind, I decided to do a few things, actually. Reading new books, trying different foods, even if I cook them, which I actually did last night. I tried a great dish. It was kind of like, it wasn't kind of like, but basically it was fresh salmon with mixed vegetables in like a wonton. And I went to Trader Joe's, which is a wonderful, like, fresh food, farmer's market kind of deal. And basically I cooked it, put it in red pasta sauce, added a little sour cream and a little Creole seasoning. It was really spicy, but really good. And it was very healthy. And I love it. So that was a cheap meal. I did go out and spend a lot of money. I was able to have fun. Didn't take a long time. And one of the other things that I wanted to add to keeping an open mind was meeting new people. Yeah, we talked about that during the travel portion, right? Taking adventures, meeting new people. And you know what? Speaking of meeting new people, well, I'll let you do it. You meet your people, we'll all meet people, and we'll talk about it later. Another thing, oh my gosh, our studio is busy today. We've got our lines running in the background. Another thing that was definitely something was experiencing more local culture. Now, that's always cool. because when we're experiencing more local culture, we are not only supporting our local communities, but we are definitely just getting new perspective. Our brains are thinking in a different way, and it's always a lot of fun. So one of the things that I actually did in 2019 was I bought season tickets to one of the local theaters in Los Angeles, and I bought season tickets not just for myself, but I also purchased a set of two tickets. So there's no excuse for me not to have a night out, right? I was able to do it on budget, and it forces me to bring someone with me to have this experience. So that is really awesome, and I'm still having that experience, and it's really cool actually. So yes, reading new books, trying different foods, meeting new people, and experiencing more local culture. Those are things in 2020 that I want to do more consistently to allow me to just stay refreshed and keep an open mind. So this has been 2020 vision, okay? The first show of the new year for the blog Music Art Culture with your host, Dominique. We talked about everything that we, I think, needed to talk about for the goals of achieving, you know, clarity and prosperity for a new year. Like, just the basics, right? Nothing too major. So I look forward to interacting with you all over social media. One of the things that happened this week, hello, we can never forget, we must always remember. Special shout out to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Pioneer. He's done so much. Community activist, best known for the Million Man March and the I Have a Dream speech. He also gave his life and dedicated much of his family's legacy while he was living, and they've continued it after his assassination. Towards racial injustice, making sure that there's equality and freedoms for all people. And it's so amazing how much has been able to happen due to one man's bravery, how he was able to inspire a nation, and how he was able to find like-minded people as well that were willing and able to join him on that journey that has allowed so many of us, people of color and diverse cultures, to come together in America and globally. So we salute you, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and we celebrate you. We celebrated you yesterday. It was amazing. We thank you for your sacrifice as a citizen, as a husband, as a leader. And we just want to have a moment of silence as we acknowledge. All right, thank you for listening to the blog Music Art Culture. It is amazing. You know what? Fun fact though, a lot of people don't know, or at least I didn't until I was educated, to be totally honest. Martin Luther King became a holiday because there were people who were doing petitions and advocating for that, of course, duh, right? But also one of the main people who were behind that was singer, songwriter, producer Stevie Wonder. And he was, of course, one of the many people to support and advocate for Dr. King to have a holiday. And when that actually came, I believe the song Happy Birthday was dedicated to Martin Luther King. It was written actually for MLK. So that was written by singer-songwriter, producer Stevie Wonder. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I was very, very happy to know that my aunt, actually, along with so many other aunts and uncles and sisters and brothers and daughters and sons and teachers and, you know, local leaders wherever across the U.S., not just in California, not just in D.C., but I know that I was just so humbled to know that my aunt was actually a part of that process. I believe it was in the 80s. And she, you know, went to the rallies. She signed the petitions. She was out there. And it's just a great thing to know that when people rally together, how powerful we are and how our voices, they echo so loudly that we're able to get positive things done. And when we use that power for good, there's so much more that we can accomplish. So I definitely, especially in this season, this new decade, want to encourage all to lock arms and rally with people who believe, really believe that you can do a lot of positive changes that not only will benefit yourselves, but also others in a positive way that allow all of us to have a better opportunity and really excel in this global society that we live in. So that is the show for today for the blog Music Art Culture. I'm so grateful to be your host of the blog Music Art Culture. My name is Dominique. Make sure you check us out on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts and on Periscope at Music Art Culture. And we will be posting the surveys. Don't forget, I won't all week. They'll be up. Please participate. I will definitely be back next week and we will talk about some of those polls. So it's going to be a lot of fun. As always, such a pleasure. Keep listening to the blog, Music, Art, Culture. Till next time.